Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We've got some breaking news to bring you, and it's to do with the Prince of Wales. He has tested positive for coronavirus.
Hi there. You're listening to Royals, the only podcast that goes behind the walls of Buckingham Palace. I'm your host for today, Zoe Burrell, and I'm a writer about all things royal at New Idea magazine.
And I'm Angela Mollard. I'm a journalist, commentator, author, and royal expert.
And today we are bringing you a special bonus podcast to update you all on Prince Charles's shocking diagnosis with coronavirus.
That's right, Zoe. So the Prince of Wales has been tested and confirmed that he has coronavirus. His wife, Camilla, doesn't have it. They are at their Balmoral estate in Scotland. They actually flew from Clarence House in London to Balmoral at the weekend. They're staying up there at Burke Hall, which was formerly the Queen Mother's residence at Balmoral. So they're in self-isolation up there with a very small staff. Camilla apparently has no symptoms and Prince Charles has mild symptoms. What's interesting is obviously who he's seen in the royal family. He's had plenty of connection with people. He's had multiple engagements over the last 2 weeks, and exactly two weeks from his diagnosis, on March 12 is the last time he saw the Queen. Now, he saw her after an investiture ceremony. They spent a brief time together. That was the last time he saw her. But of course, what's interesting is that he was with Prince Albert of Monaco on March 10 at a WaterAid charity dinner. If you see pictures of it, they're sitting directly opposite each other, and everybody at that table is sort of cheek by jowl. They're very close to each other, definitely not the 1.5 metre distancing. Of course, Prince Albert came out with a positive test for coronavirus, and now Prince Charles has produced a positive result likewise.
It's so interesting, isn't it? I was quite shocked to hear the news last night.
I think you're right. So I think you think people are immune. You sort of think, oh, well, they've got all the staff and these big palaces that they can isolate themselves in. But it shows just how rampant this virus is and how virulent, I think. And look, we all care terribly about Prince Charles, but also about the Queen and her safety and health. She's 93. She's very much in that vulnerable group. I think the thing that's most concerning is that, of course, Charles, Camilla, Queen and Prince Philip really are all vulnerable. So we can only hope that he hasn't passed it on to the Queen. Look, experts are saying, and his own doctors are saying, that he wouldn't have been contagious until March the 13th. If they're wrong on that, then we should also take into account that on March the 9th, the entire royal family, but for Prince Philip, was obviously at the Commonwealth service in London when Meghan and Harry were over from Canada. The Cambridges were there, and Prince Charles, the Queen. So a lot of royals at that event on March 9, just a few days before Prince Charles met with Prince Albert. So, as you say, Zoe, it means that no one's immune.
Yeah, exactly. And it must be quite worrying for Harry and William. Have they spoken to their dad at all, or have we heard any news about that?
Yes, it's been confirmed that Charles has spoken to both his sons on the phone. Harry and Meghan are in Canada, and the Cambridges, William and Kate and their three children, are at Anmer Hall in Norfolk, where they are being homeschooled at the moment. Obviously, George and Charlotte's school has been closed. I mean, look, it's always concerning. There is the direct heir to the throne is sick, but according to Clarence House, he is working as normal. He's not in bed. He's up and about. He's, doing his work via phone and email. And interestingly, the Queen also published a picture in the last 24 hours of her having a conversation with the British Prime Minister, I think allaying fears of the nation that she may be unwell. What was most amusing about this picture, I love it, it shows Boris Johnson on the phone and it shows the Queen on the phone, And the Queen, honestly, the telephone looks like it's straight out of 1970. It's one of those old, you know, dial-up ones. Nothing ever changes in those palaces, obviously. You'd have thought that she'd have a smartphone, but no, she has the nice cream phone with the little cord winding back into it.
Yes, well, I'm sure they're all taking lots of precautions and looking after themselves now with this news.
I think so, Zoe. And look, I'm sure we'll get more updates from Clarence House as to Prince Charles's condition. Interestingly, that the Duchess of Cornwall obviously isn't infected. And from information that I've been hearing this morning, look, there's only 10% chance of you being infected from somebody that you live with. This is from an expert who was on Channel 7 this morning. So that's interesting news. And that explains why she may not be ill. Obviously, I imagine they'll both have ongoing testing. Interestingly, the Scottish government has come out and said that they both qualified for NHS testing, and there's been a lot of consternation in the UK about who's eligible for testing. And of course, they wanted to allay the public fears that there would be any favouritism in testing for the royal family.
Oh, that's very interesting, isn't it?
Anyway, we'll catch up soon, I imagine.
Exactly. Lots of news. It's Indeed. Breaking all the time, so I'm sure we'll be back with an update for everyone any day.
Sounds good, Zoe. Talk soon.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to everyone for listening. For more on the Royals, please go to newidea.com.au or our Facebook page, New Idea Royals. And, of course, don't forget to pick up a copy of New Idea Royals Monthly, on sale now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.